Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. I'm here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me. This has been pretty interesting.
Yeah, it has been good stuff. If you'd like to reach us on our off-air number, you can text or call 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG. Or to get information on our guests, visit DougHaldeman.com. Mm-hmm. DougHaldeman.com. Well, I want to welcome back to the air. We have Team Weber.
Right.
Christy Weber and Ryan Teese from RE/MAX Edge. You guys are some of the top realtors in the St. Louis area, and
nice
especially out
here
in St. Charles County.
Thank you so much.
So when we say back, Team Weber, how many are on your team?
One.
Better look at it.
Keeping it real, keeping it nice and simple, and
yeah, effective.
Well, you really don't need a massive team when
you really work as hard
as what you guys do.
Mm-hmm.
It's enough to where we can control it. We can keep everybody satisfied, and you really don't want to go overboard because I like the personal touch with all my clients.
Right.
Excellent.
I could
good,
see you know, that.
Like brother and sister. She's my mentor.
Love to see it.
That's awesome.
We were talking about distressed properties before we went to break, and you know, I definitely want to go into that a little bit further because there are a lot of intricacies to that, and if somebody thinks they may want to buy a foreclosure, then they really need some professional advice in that area. Would you guys agree with that statement?
Yes.
What can happen if somebody doesn't get professional advice in that area?
Well, you can go into a foreclosure in many different ways. I mean, the bank is not going to fix anything. The bank is not going to accept any extra riders. There's no special treatment. There's no request. There's no delays in closing. You know, the bank will really stick you to the gun. So you really have to have an agent that knows how to work with banks.
Well, and one of the things I always say if somebody wants to buy a distressed property is you need to get paid for doing that. Okay, and when somebody asks, what do you mean by that? Well, if you go buy a property that's in move-in condition and you can just move in, you don't have to come out of pocket with a lot of money. Okay, if you're going to buy a foreclosure that does need quite a bit of work and you have to come out of pocket to do that work in many cases, then you better walk into some equity to make that worth it. And that's where...
Now I see what you're saying.
If you don't have... And that's what I mean by being paid to do that. You better be paid with some equity. And if you don't have a professional agent that's going to be able to tell you what's this going to be... You know, what would this property be worth if it were in perfect condition?
Mm-hmm. Right. I look at every closing like, what if they come up to me in 1 year and ask me to sell? I have to be able to resell that property. I want them to have equity at the table and be able to cover themselves to get out of that home. So that's the price I'm looking for.
Very, very important.
And yeah.
Christy, you deal on the listing side a lot.
Yes.
And you're very well known in St. Charles County as an excellent listing agent.
Thank you.
What advice would you give to somebody that's thinking about listing their house? What are some of the most important things?
Well, your listing agent is really important. Your relationship with your listing agent is very important. You want somebody that'll always answer the phone, that'll never drop the ball. I mean, there's a lot of agents that don't answer their phone. So when it comes to personal touch real estate, you know, you want to be able to have an agent that you trust.
Sure.
Right, because there are a lot of questions that come up along the way. And what about how to get the word out about the property?
Oh, the marketing's insane. I will get my hands on any marketing key, tool, program. I'll do anything I can to get my seller's house exposed.
And we're social media gurus.
Yeah, right. what are some examples of what you do
when it comes to listings?
What are some examples of what you guys do to get the properties out there marketing-wise?
Oh, every website that's out there, you can go. There's 20 different sites that we can... You subscribe to, you pay for. You know, everybody can do Realtor.com. Everybody can do Zillow. Everybody can do Trulio. Getting outside that box and doing different programs that give them search results, that give them activities, that give them reports, that keep them up to date, you know, that's what's important to the sellers.
Very, very good. So the more eyes that get on that property, then the better.
Exposure is the key.
I think I saw the statistic that from National Association of Realtors that 50% of the properties – the buyer found the property online and then brought it to an agent, which means you better have a really good online presence with your marketing.
Right. A lot of listings out there, you can look at them, and everybody else can too. You can see that they're listed poorly. You know, I mean, the some of the photos and some of the way they're listed and no information. You really want to get an agent that's going to fill in every dot on the MLS sheet.
And didn't you have some experience with photography?
Yeah, I actually have my associates in photography. Who knew I was going to be an agent?
Well, that comes in handy so they're not blurred.
No, I'm very... I always bring in a professional photographer every time and make sure that my listings look excellent on
them. So, Ryan, now I've heard through the grapevine that you kind of know something about credit restoration. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I do because I needed it myself.
Ah, okay.
So, I've been there too.
Personal experience?
Yes.
Well, 2008 and 2009, a lot of people out there got hurt. Yeah, mm-hmm. Just you have bad credit doesn't mean you're a bad person.
No, right. Right. Well, so tell us about that process.
Yeah, tell us about the process because you work predominantly with buyers. Mm-hmm. And you know, if you're working with a buyer, is that one of the first things you think they need to worry about is their credit?
Yes. I mean, you have to be pre-approved. I send people to Heath all day because a lot of people use Credit Karma, stuff like that. That's mm-hmm. not even close. You know, so I send them to Heath. You know, he pulls it up and kind of walks them through the process.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a couple programs out there that people can go to.
Right.
And, you know, they'll be guided.
Right.
Guided through the process.
Now, Heath Keller works with Doug at Cornerstone. So.
Right. So, and you guys refer all your buyers to Heath mm-hmm. Keller.
I do.
At Cornerstone Mortgage. And I know you guys have had really good results with him being able to close a lot of people that other places may not have been able to close.
We've had some strange deals. That's what I love about Heath and Cornerstone. You need mm-hmm. a lender who's going to go above and beyond.
Yeah.
He works evenings. He works holidays. He works weekends. I could call him at midnight and talk to him. You know, these banks, it's like 9 to 5. You know, you have to wait. Say you find a house on Saturday that you want to write on, and your bank mm-hmm. is closed. You know, I call Heath right now. He can send a pre-approval because you need a pre-approval to put an offer in.
Sure.
Right. And banks only work on.
Well, on your website at teamweberre.com, aren't there some links on there when it comes to credit repair that people can follow?
Yes, we have a tab at the very top right. Click on that. There's some information, some good stuff right there.
All right.
Yeah, how to restore your credit. Actually, there's people out there that need credit restoration.
A step.
It bad. Mm-hmm. And they need to call because we can't help them.
Yeah. Right. And people just need a little guidance. It's not as bad as most people think it is.
I was going to ask Ryan, so if I'm a first-time home buyer, I'm trying to establish my credit, what would be your advice for a first-time home buyer in this market?
I would say call us.
Yeah, we got to figure out where you're at, what kind of credit, mm-hmm. where you stand mm-hmm. in your credit situation and build you from there.
And we're going to tell you the truth. If you need a little help, we're going to guide you. If you don't, you're ready to roll, we're going to help you find a house.
Sounds easy enough.
Well, and you guys also, when it comes to the home search engines, mm-hmm. you guys, we talk about home scouting on this show a lot.
Right.
Yes.
And you guys are also users of home scouting. You partner with Cornerstone and with Heath Keller. And you know, describe the experience with home scouting and why your buyers like it so much.
It's one. I mean, it's updated every day. You know, via the MLS is what we use. People mm-hmm. out there use Zillow and Trulia. They're not updated. Stay away from that. Stay away from that Zestimate thing. That is so off.
Yeah, how much time do we all spend explaining to people
where
the Zestimate comes from and how off that is?
Real time, real market values is where it's at.
Yeah.
It's good to know.
How much is there what I would call the cost of waiting? Okay, if somebody decides not to buy today, but they decide, I'm going to think about it next year or the year after that, is there a cost of waiting in this market?
Well, you've been waiting a few days.
How
many houses were on the market yesterday?
Yeah, it happens a lot. If you wait, mm-hmm. you'll wake up in the morning and it'll be gone. And these people fall in love with this house.
Sure,
and
they do.
And sleep on it.
Right.
And they wake up in the morning and it's gone.
Oh,
I've seen tears. It's horrible.
A lot.
Well, guys, I definitely appreciate you taking the time to come in today. And, mm-hmm. and if anybody wants to reach out to Team Weber, okay, go to teamweberre.com. Is that the best way to reach you guys?
Yes, it is.
Visit the phone number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you can call me directly, 314-333-2225.
All right, so 314-333-2225 that's a great number. If you want to contact Christy Weber directly, and you can talk to Christy Weber or Ryan Tease from Team Weber. Guys, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you so much. We had fun. Appreciate it.
So just a reminder for you, next Sunday at 4 p.m., you don't want to miss the Doug Haldeman Show right here on FM News Talk 97.1. Becoming a financial juggernaut is as simple as listening every Sunday at 4 p.m., modeling the advice of the experts, and implementing your personal plan. See you next week.
Almost half of all Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. There's no extra money when bad things happen. If you're involved in an accident and are suddenly faced with medical bills, loss of income, and more expenses, what can you do? The insurance company wants to settle and settle cheap. You need someone on your side. You can trust us to protect your rights. Remember the fours. Just dial 314-444-4444. Schultz Myers, putting you first.